This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is reported as saying during his summit on Thursday with Russian President Vladimir Putin that peace and security on the Korean Peninsula depend entirely on the future of U.S. attitude. North Korean state media said Friday that Kim said the situation on the Korean Peninsula and the region is now at a standstill and has reached a critical point where it may return to its original state as the U.S. took a unilateral attitude and bad faith at the recent second North Korea-U.S. summit talks. No deal was reached in February at the Hanoi summit between Kim and President Trump, and the U.S. has refused to meet Kim's request to ease sanctions before he shows the United States he is ending his nuclear program. The human rights group Amnesty International says U.S. coalition forces killed more than 1,600 civilians in an air campaign to retake the city of Raqqa from the Islamic State. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the figure is 10 times more than acknowledged by the coalition officials.
The coalition offensive to retake the Islamic State's self-declared capital of Raqqa began in June 2017. Over the course of 5 months, Amnesty claims the operation took more than 1,600 civilian lives. Following a two-year investigation, the group says it has gathered names for more than 1,000 of the victims and says it has verified 641 deaths on the ground in Raqqa. In response to the evidence it has presented, Amnesty says coalition forces have acknowledged far fewer civilian deaths. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
As always, if you'd like to join us for more news, you can visit our website, that is voanews.com or the mobile VOA app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying that he ordered White House counsel Donald McGahn to fire special counsel Robert Mueller to thwart Mueller's investigation into the Trump campaign's links to Russia in the 2016 election. In his 448-page report released a week ago, Mueller said that Trump called McGahn twice and directed him to fire Mueller, but he did not follow the order and later resigned. Mueller concluded that neither Trump nor his campaign could be charged with conspiring with the Russians to help him defeat the Democratic challenger Hillary Clinton, despite numerous contacts with Russian operatives. The prosecutor, however, cited several possible obstruction of justice by Trump, but reached no conclusion, leaving that up to Congress to determine. North Korea is reported to be billing the United States $2 million for medical care of a U.S. college student who was detained in Pyongyang in 2016 and returned to the U.S. comatose more than a year later. Sources tell the Washington Post the U.S. envoy sent to retrieve the unresponsive Otto Warmbier signed an agreement to pay the medical bill at the direction of President Trump. The bill went to the Treasury Department, but it was not clear whether the administration paid the invoice. Warmbier was detained in 2016 for allegedly stealing a banner in a North Korean hotel. Tens of thousands of people marched in Sudan's capital Thursday for what organizers called a million-strong march in support of civilian rule just weeks after Omar al-Bashir was ousted from power. Nabama Haydeen reports from Khartoum.
Tens of thousands of Sudanese poured onto Khartoum's streets Thursday, calling for military leaders who toppled Omar al-Bashir to hand over power to civilian leaders. Sudan's main protest group, the Sudanese Professionals Association, organized the march after talks with the Transitional Military Council deadlocked. Three members of the TMC resigned late Wednesday after the SPA called for the march. The military ousted Bashir on April 11 after 3 decades in power and 4 months of anti-government protests. Military leaders took over, promising elections within 2 years. But protesters are demanding immediate civilian rule and have refused to leave the streets. Naba Muhyiddin for VOA News, Khartoum.
The U.S. Embassy in Colombia is advising people to avoid places of worship in Sri Lanka over the coming weekend, citing the Sri Lankan reports that additional attacks may occur. The warning comes after a devastating attack on Christian worshippers on Easter Sunday when suicide bombers killed more than 250 people. Authorities revised the number from more than 350, saying that some of the bodies may have been counted twice. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.